You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is John Batchelor speaking with the author Tanya Bronigan, who was many years in the People's Republic of China for the Guardian newspaper. Her book, Red Memory, The Afterlives of China's Cultural Revolution. She interviews the Red Guards of the 1960s, 70s, now senior citizens in China, their memories of the mayhem and the chaos and the frantic lives they lived as teenagers. And in this particular moment, Tanya does us the favor of trying to describe what she learned about the motivation and the thinking of a teenager who's rolling around the country with her other teenagers, visiting people with chaos and violence, and why and how. I take it as a measure of what happens when children, young children, are militarized in some fashion, without limits. And in a fashion might be a window on what the threat is of social media, especially TikTok, in the hands of the Chinese Communist Party to influence children all around the world, not only their own children, but children in the United States and Europe. Here's Tanya Bronigan on the Red Guard and the thinking of a teenager who's unholstered to be life and death for adults. Tanya Bronigan.
But of course, like so many Red Guards at the time, she was also very zealous herself in a sense. She had a very idealistic view. It's very hard for us to imagine, I think, how it must have been in that moment, growing up in a country where you were constantly told that the People's Republic was under threat, which of course was true in a sense. Chiang Kai-shek certainly was still hoping to come and reclaim the mainland at some point. You had a country that felt profoundly threatened, at the same time had been brought up with this ideal of revolutionary struggle and sacrifice. Their parents, in many cases, had sacrificed immensely to bring about the communist revolution. They've been brought up to worship Mao. So there is this very intense atmosphere, and these very young people, children really, who are being told that they should go out and destroy, that they should force people to become better communists, in a sense. And so you herself, while she was disturbed by some of the things she saw, she also genuinely believed that the Cultural Revolution was a cause that was right and was just. And her own hesitation in beating people, for example, she sometimes wondered if that was really her being perhaps too weak, not being pure enough, not really believing enough in the cause. It was a profoundly confusing and disorienting time for so many people. And as hard as it is for us to imagine what lay behind the horror, and of course, we know human nature being what it is, that people very often are capable of horrific acts that we might not have imagined. And people were driven by all sorts of reasons, be that personal hostility to some people, grudges or so forth. There also was a level of real belief that this was the right thing to do.
More of this later tonight.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.